This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We told you yesterday about touchdownforkidshealth.org, where they are in a challenge with a Kansas City hospital. Mm-hmm. This is Lucille Packard Children's Hospital in Stanford. And they're fighting with Children's Mercy
right. In
Kansas City. Friendly competition, of course. Seeing who can raise $10,000. Where are we at right now?
We are currently at $5,019 raised by 49er fans.
Woohoo! And what about Kansas City?
$1,200 raised by Chiefs fans.
Oh, that's crushing. We need to keep that going.
What's the lady's name on the end of that email? I forgot already.
Jody Moradis.
Jody wanted to thank you guys so much, and they really appreciate it. They love Alice, and they love you guys.
Well, what's cute is when you go on the site to donate, one of the options is, you know, you can donate more, obviously, and $100, whatever. One of them is $49.
Yeah.
I was like, 49, click. So the website is touchdownforkidshealth.org. That is not the number four, the word four. TouchdownForKidsHealth.org. 100% of the donations made to Packard's Children's will support their families, the patients and their families. So please make a donation. It's a great cause. And, of course, we want to crush Kansas City in every way known to man.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. They want to thank the 49er faithful for making the Coup Crispy Chicken Sandwich the number one sando at Levi's Stadium. Bring home the Lombardi and let's party.
Yeah, I like it.
We're going to begin with a text. It says, I missed Uzette's news. Please share. So this is your headline here at Alice for today.
Shall I do it, or do you want to do it?
You're great.
Right.
You do it.
There's a big change happening on the Alice Morning Show. Uzette is moving on up. She is
moving
taking over middays. It's great. I don't want to say it's a sad day. It's a tough day. Change is difficult, but this is a huge deal for you, Uzi, and you're going to have your own show and continue. It'll be like having the morning show throughout the day.
Right. Hey.
To the midday time slot.
In the sky.
Put that in the montage. She likes that one. We're going to have a special montage for Uzi today.
There's that. Mm-hmm. Plane evacuating over 200 Americans from a Chinese city at the center of a virus outbreak continued Wednesday onto Southern California after everyone aboard passed a health screening test in Anchorage. That's the one you had mentioned.
Right.
I was confused when we talked about it the other day because there was another sort of diplomatic flight that had been planned, and that was just canceled.
Yeah.
And I think that was supposed to land here, like a meeting that was...
Yes.
And they just canceled it.
Yeah.
So I got confused as you told the story. But it looks like everyone passed their screening. They were evacuated. No one's got the coronavirus.
They're going to do a 72-hour hold on them.
As they should.
Yes. At minimum. I think they should do a 2-week hold. Maybe that's just me.
In California, they will undergo additional health screening and be temporarily housed for a period of time.
Mm.
That's what you're referring to.
And that's good.
Yeah.
You know, we should do that. And frankly, it should be for longer than 72 hours. Let's face it. These are people coming from Wuhan, right? Or however you say that.
It looks like people around the world are in fear of the coronavirus. We're talking about. Well, but look at the picture of this person at the airport with a bottle on her head. I understand that
it looks like a water, one of those giant.
Yes. It's a makeshift.
Make
air harder
school...
to get in my nose. apparently.
So the air is coming in through the top. Like, you know, those things, the 5 gallon, 2.5 gallon, whatever they are, that you put on top of a water dispenser.
Okay. She has cut holes in it for her ponytail.
Her head, right.
Look, here's the back shot of it.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. But yeah, so the back of it's cut off. It's tight to the back of her head. And I don't know, is the air coming in through the top? Like, where is the... This is bizarre.
So there's a lot of makeshift protection devices out there. Here's another family. So if you have kids, and I do, one of the things that you get very nervous about is them dying. So you get, like, you know, a plastic bags in the house. You're like, we don't play with these.
No. Mm.
And yet here is a family covered in trash bags as they make their way through the airport because they're afraid to get the coronavirus.
Yeah, this is...
I don't think that'll work.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say it's not...
You see it on screen?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see.
I'm going to say that's not going to work.
Oh, yeah, that just seems so dangerous.
Children under plastic, and they have masks on, too, underneath there. I don't see gloves on their hands. But, you know, the kid's in the stroller and is covered with plastic. The lady's holding a baby, and they're both covered in plastic together. That just seems sweaty.
I would cancel if there was any possible way to just cancel.
We don't want to be the people in bags of any kind.
Oh, man.
Look at this one. This is the one we're talking about here. See that?
That is just
so
dumb.
That's like a hazard.
For real.
It doesn't look right.
They don't seem to get how germs work either.
Right. Well, I mean, I can understand they're saying to themselves, anything that puts a barrier or makes it more difficult for the coronavirus to get up my nostril is good.
Whose idea was that? Was that the mom's idea or the dad's idea?
I don't.
They're playing mahjong here at this is like a Chinese board game. Or
Covered in plastic bags and masks.
No, I can't see.
Can't see that.
Oh, that.
It just went black.
Boy, that looks so dumb.
It does look.
Do they all have gloves on? I hope.
No,
they don't
even have gloves
on. But they're
all
touching the same damn thing.
Look, no one wants to get sick. They're doing the best they can. So I'll mention this throughout the morning because Market Street is closed to cars. It's a big deal. It's the first day. No one is ready. I mean, some of us have heard. And there'll still be plenty of people who are like, what? Now, and I know that feeling when you're trying to get somewhere here and you've been rerouted and now you're like, I need to pick my phone up and check my map. You know, I mean, especially if you don't know your way around here.
Especially the ride-sharing folks that come from out of town. I've dealt with people that come from Visalia, from Fresno, from Sacramento. They don't really know their way around and they're counting on that app. And and the fine, Vinny, I think I was reading...
$285.
Yeah, thank you.
For being on market in your car.
KCBS is reporting live all day long till 7 p.m. tonight.
That'll
They're
be fun.
Out there.
Stands down there.
Yeah. So can people swing by and say hello to the
KCBS crew? They're actually in a building, sort of an event space with a terrace.
I heard him say this morning, he goes, I just saw a truck, a private... I tweeted... Hey, that guy! I'm like, oh, man.
Boy, they're the police.
You're tattling on people now? That's different than doing the news. That's not the same thing.
Fun, though.
I guess. Yeah.
Sitting out on their little terrace. Being served tea and crumpets while they do the news.
Right.
The other big news here in San Francisco is that we're in the Super Bowl. The 49ers are in the Super Bowl. It's Niners week. It's Super Bowl 54.
Be Niners-Pats, right?
Any minute now, they're gonna figure out how to get rid of the Chiefs.
Yeah,
I'm sure of it.
Sure.
The Chiefs and the 49ers have never. These are a couple Super Bowl facts.
Okay.
For you, the Chiefs and the Niners have never met in a Super Bowl, but this is the second Kansas City versus San Francisco championship. In 2014, the Giants beat the Royals in the World Series.
Oh.
Remember the three? Yes. It was 10, 12, and 14.
Yes.
So 14 was the last one.
We meet again.
That must be the one that Madison Bumgarner won on his own.
We can kill Royals.
Like he just went out there and said, I'll just pitch again. Just give me the ball. I'll just go pitch again and we'll just end this thing. And he did.
Let's end this.
That guy, I can't believe he's going to play for Arizona now.
Yeah.
This is the first appearance for the Chiefs in 50 years. In 1970, they beat the Minnesota Vikings in the Super Bowl IV for their first and only Lombardi Trophy. By the way, if the Niners win, they will tie the New England Patriots and the Steelers for the most Super Bowl victories in NFL history with 6. Unfortunately, if the Pats figure out how to cheat their way into this Super
they'll
Bowl
get
and get
seven,
a win,
right? I mean, geez.
And there we will be having, because the Niners, this is their 7th appearance. San Francisco went to 5 Super Bowls between 82 and 95 and won all 5. Then they returned.
So they have in, no, oh.
In 2013.
Right, that's right.
And lost to the Ravens. That's the one. I believe with Cap and Harbaugh and those guys. So there's some Super Bowl
fast facts.
Fast facts for you. Also, here's another Super Bowl. Here's what beers the Super Bowl watchers drink. Number one is Bud Light. Number two is Budweiser.
Oh,
good news
King
for
of beers.
Bud. Corona.
Oh.
Despite the coronavirus, Corona is the number 3 beer that football watchers want to be drinking.
Doesn't Anheuser-Busch own them, too?
Probably.
I think they do.
Yeah. Yay, Anheuser-Busch
Did you read about
company.
Any Budweiser commercials?
You know, I heard that they're not doing an animal one. I think they're doing, like, America's Stole the Place kind of one. Oh. Like, typical Americans, that's what it was, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I hadn't seen anything on it.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll do a tearjerker, but I did hear about this sort of typical American
one. Oh, typical America stuff will make me cry, too.
Sure.
You just get a good old hardworking American who cares about his neighbors, and you're pulling a tear right out of my face. Right.
My brother was saying yesterday that thing where everybody in New York ran and lifted that SUV off that woman. Mm-hmm. He goes, as soon as I got to work, I had to look at that. He said, I had tears streaming down my face.
It's amazing.
I know.
That's what I'm talking about. That feeling where normal people just show the simple courtesy and kindness
to
their neighbor.
Well, that there's a hero inside, you know?
Right.
I like to think there's heroes in us.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. So can you guess, so Bud Light, Budweiser, Corona, what is the number 4 beer that Super Bowl watchers drink?
Miller Light.
It's Sam Adams.
Who is drinking that?
Now listen, I want to tell you a quick story.
I don't mind a Sam Adams.
I'm not against Sam Adams, and we met Jim Cook. He's a nice enough man.
Yeah. Loves beer.
He does love his beer. He worked hard on that recipe and made millions selling it to, I believe, Anheuser-Busch. I could be wrong.
They own all the beer.
But I'm alcoholic, and I was sent to
Turks and Caicos
with Sarah, where by Sam Adams, where Sam Adams was in buckets on every corner, where you could
in every room, and I mean, you couldn't get away from Sam Adams beer.
I actually think I was probably more sober on that trip than I've been on any trip in my life.
You wouldn't pick one up.
We just
got
really
sick of them.
But did you even get wasted?
No.
Do you remember being wasted on that trip?
I do not remember being wasted on that trip. I remember some people with us got wasted on
that
trip. There was some wasted happening.
Right.
But yeah, I remember
not at all,
drinking
right?
a couple of those and being like, those are filling and not good. Mm. Not that good.
Over it is where I found myself.
I mean, I really... And then so we went back to our hotel rooms with damp floors and no TV and no telephones. And this was in the days before cell phones, people. Well, there were cell phones, but they weren't reaching to Turks and Caicos.
Well, we didn't even have TVs in our rooms. So
no,
that was...
we had nothing.
You'd think I would have
sit on
drank
your bed and read
nothing
magazines.
But Sam Adams, and yet there I am walking past it going, meh.
Yeah, and I just remember like putting towels down on the floor because it was like, why is the floor wet? And I come back and the towels were soaked. I'm like... okay, there's a leak in my room. So, like, I don't understand what's happening here.
Coors Light, Miller Light, Blue Moon, Heineken, Michelob Ultra, and Stella Artois.
Stella.
No
IPAs.
Round
in
out
there?
Your top
Blue
10.
Moon and
IPA? Blue Moon. I don't know. Blue Moon wasn't around when I drank.
Yeah, I like IPAs. They're really filling, but I just love them. It's like beer.
Is that a
chew.
Pilsner?
No, it's a India Pale Ale. That's like, you know, real hoppy. And...
is that Sierra Nevada?
They're calling it
is
a white IPA.
It is. Blue it Moon. Is like a Sierra Nevada.
Is Sierra Nevada?
I don't know if that's
the
an
green
IPA.
One. Is that
yes.
the IPA?
I don't know.
Oh, because I know
really
I may
Nevada.
Have had that in you know before I stopped having drinks, but
Well, Lagunitas IPA is the one that turned me on to them.
That's your thing.
Well, no, I don't even drink that one anymore. I my favorite is Deschutes.
Oh.
I like that one.
All right.
They have like a citrus IPA that's freaking, I'm dreaming. My mouth is watering right now. And Friday, I'm going to have one of those.
Friday at what time?
I don't know. Whenever my friends get over there, probably 6:30.
You're going to wait that long?
Yeah, I can wait.
So that's going to be your first,
That'll be my first, yeah. I'm going to go for a beer.
And then?
I'll switch to vodka.
Yeah.
All right.
Or maybe I'll just have one beer and be satisfied.
One of the things, as we have done mornings now for many years, even prior to doing mornings here,
sure,
there have been other places where we've done mornings. And one of the things that is a constant in my life as a morning person, morning radio person, is that I love about it is that usually you can get to work with almost nothing having gone wrong in your day yet.
Right.
And so you really do have the ability to keep a good mood from bed to the mic and sort of plow through your work day before real life has entered in any way.
Right. I mean, everybody else is dealing with traffic. They're on their way to, you know, we're the people who didn't have, we got up so early, we missed the traffic, and we didn't even have to talk to anybody. No one else was awake in the world.
Right. So I do feel like that is one of the beauties of what we do that allows us to stay sort of constant in our presentation. A new survey asked people to name the little things that can ruin your day. Mm. And that's what we're talking about is the stuff that...
Just little things.
You know, and certainly if you are like a car problem, I've locked myself out of my house one time trying to just get into the garage and then back. Oh, God. Remember, that was like the first week I was back.
I was like,
I locked myself out of my house.
Again?
And I had to take a taxi to get into work. So stupid. But anyway.
But you had to take that taxi because it was you were back for a week after a 7-year absence. And we were like, you got to be kidding me. Like, I don't want to give you any reason to worry.
A new survey asked people to name little things that can ruin your day. And here's some of the stuff. Wardrobe malfunction, like leaving your fly down or spilling coffee on yourself. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is there anything more? It's like such a small aggravation, but so many times I've just dripped coffee down the front and I go, well, I'm going to keep my jacket zipped up all day anyway. What do I care?
You do anyway.
I do. I'm freezing. I'm always cold.
I left today without a jacket at all.
What's wrong with you?
Because I don't need one.
You break down on the side of the road. Now you're going to be freezing your ass
off. That's true. You're right.
I know.
I would have been.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I didn't.
Yeah, but you never
know. No jacket.
Got to prepare for everything.
How brave am I? I left the house without a jacket
today. I always say how daring you are.
I almost did the same thing, and John handed me a jacket.
He did?
Yeah.
Falling down is on the list. I don't know how little that is. If you've fallen, you've really done something.
Yeah. I really think that's not just ruining. That doesn't just ruin your morning. That's any time, day or night. You fall down, it's like, damn, I just fell down.
Realizing you're locked out of your place makes the list. And that's, I just told you, that was one that happened so quickly. I was in a new house, though, in San Mateo.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, once I was locked out, I'm like, okay, where is a phone booth? So I can call in. And I lived in that San Mateo at the Villages right over there off Hillsborough, right?
Hillsdale.
Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, okay, I guess I got to run to the Whole Foods.
Or that gas station. There's a couple gas stations.
Yeah. But I mean, that's my mindset is I'm like, I'm new here.
It's like a Shell right there closest to you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Did they have a payphone?
You know who I called? A taxi. That's what I did.
Right.
I got in a taxi and just... And I paid the $90 taxi. Ugh. Whatever.
Yeah,
what I
had
don't
to get
need
to work.
Is to be like already creating suspicion about am I drinking again? Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, your phone breaks, you can't find your keys or losing your wallet, being late. All of these things are little things that instantly torch your day.
Yeah.
408 Vinny says, getting water down my sleeve while washing my hands. Day ruined.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that is annoying. You know, I would say I'd take it back all the way to the beginning, like when you realize you've overslept. If I didn't bring my... A couple times it's happened. Luckily, John has to listen to my other alarm. Mm-hmm. I don't get out of bed until the phone alarm across the room goes off. So I hit... My alarm goes off twice, and then about 1 minute after the second alarm goes off, the phone across the room goes up. So when that didn't go up, John, who had been awakened by my friends, he's like, hey, why didn't your phone? I'm like, what? What's happening? Luckily, I was only up like 5 minutes late. But that, it just.
It's all it takes.
Turns it all upside down. Like, mm-hmm. you just feel like you're playing catch up all day.
What I wouldn't give to sleep soundly to the alarm. I'd never do it. Yeah. I'm always up. If not 10, 20 minutes before the alarm,
sure.
an hour or more.
I sleep right too.
But I never am
and
asleep.
And right back to sleep after I hit the snooze the first time.
Ever. Mm. Good for you, though. You're like a teenager still. You just sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep.
I don't on the weekend, not when I'm not drinking, turns out. I was up, I'm pretty much consistently up and at them by 7 or 7:30 on the weekends. I know.
Dryuary has ruined your ability to sleep for 16 hours?
Because I didn't stay up late. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has ruined my ability.
Oh, my God.
I know. Let's get back to business.
Right.
Friday.
I'm out of time, by the way.
Oh, my God. You are out of time. All right, we'll take a quick break. We have been making announcements all morning long, and we'll give you some Justin Bieber tickets, and we've got the Billboard Hot 100 right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.